New Hampshire could be on the verge of decriminalizing marijuana. That effort got a big boost last week when a key Senate committee recommended passing the measure. Majority Leader Jeb Bradley says it is likely to pass when it comes before the full Senate later this week. The bill has already cleared the House, and Governor Chris Sununu has said he supports decriminalization. New Hampshire is the only New England state where possession of small amounts of marijuana remains a criminal offense. State Representative Ernie Cushing is the bill's prime sponsor. He's a Democrat from Hampton, and he joins us now.
Good morning.
There have been some changes to your proposal in the Senate. As things stand now, what would this bill do?
Well, the Lasky-Bradley Amendment reduces the amount of marijuana that could be possessed and not be a crime from 1 ounce to 3/4 of an ounce. That's basically, and it makes subsequent offenses $100 for the first, $100 for the second, $300 for the third, and then a Class B misdemeanor, which would be up to $1,200 for the fourth. What's important, I think, is that there is no provisions for arrest for anyone for this. It recognizes that possession of a small amount of marijuana is a relatively minor concern. It provides that for treatment for juveniles, and I think it puts New Hampshire in along the road to being in the step with other states in this area.
So this is a compromise to get this bill through the Senate, as you said. There's some, you know, playing with the numbers a bit here. What would need to happen to get this to Governor Sununu's desk?
On Thursday, we need to have the majority of the Senate vote to pass it, which would be historic. We've been dealing with marijuana for 40 years on decriminalization. And if the Senate does that, it will go to the House, which I hope would concur it, and then send it to the governor.
Why do you think there has been so much resistance to this, you know, going back decades now?
You know, I actually, you know, I'm perplexed by it because we are kind of a live free or die state. I think maybe there's just been some resistance to any kind of change. But the world around us is changing. New Hampshire is now the only state in New England that makes possession of a small amount of marijuana a crime. On our borders, Maine and Massachusetts are moving to have voted to legalize it for adult recreational use. The Vermont House and Senate have both passed legalization bills. Canada on our northern border is set to legalize it. And a fifth of the country now lives in states where it's legal for adults to use recreational marijuana. I think New Hampshire needs to get in step with the rest of the country.
So do you see this as a step towards eventual legalization?
I think New Hampshire probably will move to treating marijuana the same way it treats alcohol, and that will be to regulate it for use for adults and to tax it.
So do you see this bill as it stands right now as going far enough?
You know, this is a decriminalization bill. It's not a legalization bill. It is, I think, it's a reform. I mean, I myself personally would like to see the war on weed come to an end. I'd like to see us divert our resources and focus on, for instance, providing beds for their opioid addicts and working on prevention and treating the use of marijuana as a public health and not a criminal justice matter.
So what do you say to critics who say that this is not the time to loosen marijuana laws when we are dealing with an opiate epidemic?
This is exactly the time that we need to be keeping our attention on the problems of addiction for opioids and hard drugs. There's a lot of collateral damage that's done by arresting people for marijuana. We spend $35,000 a year to keep someone in jail or prison in the state for marijuana possession at a time where we don't have enough money for beds for opioid addicts. The collateral damage is, you know, young people are having their lives ruined. They're losing their ability to access higher education for possession of a small amount of marijuana. Veterans are being kicked out of their homes because they use marijuana recreationally and aren't really bothering anybody. And our motto is live free or die. We ought to let people in the privacy of their own homes do what they want.
State Representative Ernie Cushing, the bill's prime sponsor. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.